Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm Mike Pomp, and when I say back by popular demand, the must-see show of last season, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, returning for a limited engagement with all the music and passion of singer-songwriter Carole King at the Algonquin Playhouse, now through June 10th. You can get tickets right now at algonquinplayhouse.org. And she is back as well. We had a chance to speak to her about her role as Carole King. Actress Sarah Bockle joins us this morning here on the Morning Information Center. Sarah, great to have you back on the radio with us. Good morning. Welcome, and welcome back to New Hampshire and Maine.
Thank you, Mike. I'm happy to be back.
This show has been an incredible part of your life in so many different ways, and we'll talk about those, but you're back at the Algonquin Playhouse, a show very dear to your heart. How long have you been doing this show? You've done this show with different casts, different venues, different areas. Talk a little bit about that, because this is so much a part of your life right now.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how it flew by, but I've been involved in the show since 2015, is when I originally joined the First National Tour, and then I toured. I originally was an understudy for Carole and played this really cute part of Betty, her best friend. And then 2 years in, I got moved up and I got to play Carole on the road. And I did a couple of stints on Broadway, subbing in. And then I was lucky enough to close the Broadway company as Carole King, which was amazing and not how I expected this job to go. And then it started being done regionally this last year, and there's lots of different productions of it all over the country, and I was lucky enough to get to be in Algonquin in September and October of last year, and now I'm lucky enough to come back and do it again.
Yeah, it was so successful and so well-received by audience members in Algonquin and all around the New Hampshire and Maine Seacoast, people up from all over northern New England seeing this, that they brought it back for a limited engagement to kick off the 2023 season. I'm sure you're not surprised that it's back again, but I'm sure when they asked you to do it again, you probably didn't have any negative thoughts about it. You probably said, I'll do it again, right?
Of course. I mean, I love doing this show so much, and I love Algonquin, and my fiance's from Maine, and it's wild, you know, to get to be up, spend time up here and like enjoy the best time of the year. It's really just such a gift.
You know, in your study, putting this show together, learning the music and learning the characteristics of the personality of Carole King, obviously a great singer and songwriter, incredible. And when people go see the show, I had the opportunity to see it last year, they are going to be amazed at all the songs that Carole King has written before she actually started recording the songs herself. I mean, I think that's the fascinating part of the show, Beautiful, that so many great groups recorded so many hit songs that Carole King wrote, correct?
Yes, and even more fascinating is that she was like a teenager when she wrote some of them. She just has such a gift for, you know, what is catchy and what is fun and what is meaningful. And she says this a couple times in the show. She says, like, it's so simple but has so much feeling. You know, that's how her husband, Jerry Goffin, who was her lyricist, wrote lyrics. And if you look at, you know, the music that she composed for his songs, it's simple, but it's really complex and it's really catchy. And she's classically trained as a pianist. So she just really had her, you know, finger on the pulse of what people wanted to listen to, and kind of a genius about it.
What turned Carole King around? Because a lot of us did not know about her, obviously, until Tapestry came out in the early 70s when she decided to say, I'm going to sing my own songs. What changed in her life that she said, I'm going to write my songs, I'm going to sing my songs? What changed?
I think, you know, what happens, you know, for a lot of us, and what changes a lot of us, is hardship for her, and heartbreak in her case was something that, you know, kind of changes your brain and your cells and kind of challenges what you actually are capable of. And I think after she went through her divorce and some heartbreak, she kind of felt like she could do anything. She moved across country from New York to California, and she decided that she was the best person to sing her songs. And before that, I think, you know, She says, like, I only wanted to be a songwriter. I only wanted to be in the background. I didn't want to be in front of people, you know, on display. But I think, you know, after some point we outgrow those ideas of ourselves. it's a really universal thing, you know, and you really want to take that next step and challenge yourself and, you know, do what you're afraid of. And she really, you know, went for that head on.
Oh, yeah. We're speaking to Sarah Bockel, who plays Carole King in the musical Beautiful, backed by popular demand for a limited engagement through June 10th at the Algonquin Playhouse. Great music, of course. And I'm not even going to mention some of the songs that she wrote for other groups. I want our listeners to go to the show and check it out and then come out with a wow moment, you know, because they are going to be amazed at some of the songs that she wrote that became almost number one songs, top 10 songs for many of these groups that people don't know that Carole King wrote it with Jerry Goffin. It's quite amazing. Like I said, people seem to know her from You've Got a Friend and the Tapestry album and everything else after that. But boy, she was big in the 60s with all sorts of great songs for great groups. You know, when you studied Carole King to put this show on, obviously, what were some of the things that you did not know about Carole King that kind of amazed you in taking on this role as Carole King in the musical Beautiful?
Yeah, I really did not know how competitive she was. Like how she had this, you know, in this case, like it was her best friends, Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil were, and she wrote some songs with Barry and Jerry wrote some songs with Barry, how they really were always kind of in competition with each other and kind of like goading each other on, like, well, we had our number one hit was number one on the charts for 6 weeks and yours was only number one on the charts for four. You know, they really were kind of like really pushing each other to be better and get more. That was like a fun, playful thing for her that really surprised me, because I kind of thought, you know, it seems like in the beginning of the play, you know, she's kind of shy and she kind of just wants to sing her songs and then go home to her family at night, you know, but that she really had that competitive streak surprised me.
Yeah.
I kind of love that about her.
Yeah, and you can see that as the show moves along, as we get into the later years of some of her songwriting career. Fabulous music, of course. And, you know, when you look back at songwriters in America now, I mean, she created this American songbook of what a repertoire of music. I mean, she rates up there with some of the great songwriters of our day, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think Paul McCartney, I hope I'm not misquoting him, said that Goffin and King taught him how to write a hit.
Wow.
That they were the songwriters that he was aspiring to be when he was young and writing songs with the Beatles.
Yeah, pretty high comment from Sir Paul there. Yeah, that's quite amazing.
I know.
Pretty amazing. Well, I want to thank you for joining us this morning here. The show is beautiful in so many ways. And you do such a great job. I know this is in your blood. And we have to tell the story, because this show obviously is so close to you. This show introduced you to your future husband, Dylan, who you're getting married to this summer, correct?
Yes, he did. And we did not know each other before. And he was cast. I was already on the tour playing Carole, and he was cast to play Jerry Goffin, who is Carole King's husband. And that's how we met. And we toured the country together and fell in love. And now we're getting married.
Well, congratulations. it's a big summer for you. Congratulations on that aspect, too. I just had to share that with our listeners because, you know, that's a great story. That's a story that you will always remember for the rest of your life. Well, how did you guys two met? We met on stage.
We're playing husband and wife.
Playing husband and wife. And now playing husband and wife for real. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Really, Sarah, a pleasure to meet you as always again. Thanks for joining us again this year as you did last year. What a wonderful show. I encourage people to get tickets, because the audiences have been great so far in the first week and a half or so of the show, and a few weeks left to go. Backed by popular demand, wonderful show. They brought it back because people wanted to see it again or see it for the first time. And Sarah Bockel in Beautiful as Carole King through June 10th at the Algonquin Playhouse. You can check out algonquinplayhouse.org for tickets. Have a great run. Have a great summer. Congratulations on your happy day coming up soon in July. And thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it.